My name's Andrea Morganti, and I live in Hinesburg, Vermont. When I hear the word forest, I think of community or communities. I think of all of the different layers of the forest, starting at the soil and even beneath the soil, the bedrock and the microorganisms that are living in the soil. I think, of course, the trees, but also all of the plant life and the other animals, insects that live and are part of the forest. My first experiences of being in the woods were building little forts out of pine needles when I was a really little kid, making miniature golf courses in the woods, and then really beginning to explore and finding old cellar holes. And so making up stories about who the people were who lived in the woods. When I think of the town forest, specifically in Hinesburg, I know how much attention and care and affection has been given to this forest. And we have two in Hinesburg, which is really extraordinary, and both of them are pretty significant tracts of land. One of them is a little over 800 acres, and the other one's 300 acres. We have an incredibly diverse group of people using our town forest. It's used for hunting, mountain biking, hiking. We've been doing some storybook walks where preschool teachers or parents have been taking a story that has to do with nature and making kind of stations through the woods. There's some horseback riding that happens in parts of our town forest. And there's an effort oftentimes for teachers to take their classes, so it's a great outdoor classroom. I think when people go in the woods, it's an opportunity for reflection and to just take some time and slow down and be in the woods. If our town forest could talk, I think it would tell us to relax, tell us that we're connected. The trees would be telling us that we're part of you, we're here to help, that we love you. I think the trees really are part of us and we forget that. But the trees don't forget that we're part of them and that it's really all about relationships.